glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Gents at the back, I wonder whether we could have a picture put up on the screen for us. Now you may have been a little bit shocked this morning when you saw the angels on the stage. But I can assure you that many years ago, Mary was shocked when the angel of the Lord appeared to her. I mean, it's not every day, is it, that you have an angel appearing to you. But Mary did. And the angel said to Mary, "You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus." Well, Mary did indeed have a son. And he was given the name Jesus. Can anybody tell me what Jesus' name means? You see, he wasn't just given it any old name. He was given just the right name for him. Yeah. What did it mean that Jesus is God? You're right in what you say, but what does the name of Jesus mean? Yes, Daniel. Well, that's very close. Salvation is the answer given. Jesus' name means Saviour. And therefore, we are not surprised to read in the Bible that when the angel appeared to the shepherds, he said, "Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you." Now, Jesus wasn't just any kind of Saviour. He was a very special Saviour. He was a heaven-sent Saviour. Such a great Saviour, in fact, that he was considered worthy of angelic pronouncement. Now, what is a Saviour? What is a Saviour? Well, a Saviour is a rescuer or a deliverer. Can you see that picture okay? We've got a picture here, haven't we, of a fireman. And he has just rescued this dog from a building that's on fire. A rescuer, a Saviour, a deliverer. We've got a picture here of a lady who's clearly in trouble. And if someone doesn't help her out, then she's going to drown. But here's a man that's come to her rescue. He's a Saviour, a rescuer. One more picture. We have to be careful, don't we, when we go into the water on holiday at the seaside. Sometimes people get themselves into trouble. And here are two lifeguards. And they've jumped into the water in order to save or to rescue this man from drowning. Well, Jesus is the greatest Saviour the world has ever known. I like something that the angel said to the shepherds. Let me read to you what the Bible says. "I bring you good news that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you." Now, I don't know whether you know much about shepherds in days gone by, but they weren't really considered to be that important. They were despised people. They were considered to be the lowest of the low. But Jesus came to be the Saviour of all. He came to save from the greatest to the least, or the greatest to the lowest. And you know, I believe that this is really good news. Because every single one of us here this morning, however old we are, need a Saviour. Now you might look at me this morning and say, "Well, why on earth would I need a Saviour? I don't need a Saviour. My life is going along just nicely. Thank you very much." But actually, the Bible says that we all need a Saviour. We all need Jesus. Listen to what it says in Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. And this is the angel speaking to Joseph. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Nobody likes being called a sinner, but the reality is that we've all sinned against our Creator. We've all offended our Creator. And our sin, if it's not dealt with, will keep us all out of heaven forever. But the wonderful news is that God, in the person of Jesus Christ, came into our world, and as you've heard in the presentation, he died upon a cross, so that we who put our trust in him can be saved from our sins. Jesus died to pay the price for our sins, so that we could be forgiven. What the Bible says is that we simply need to receive Jesus as our Saviour by faith. And when we do, well, we can know the joy of sins forgiven and the certain hope of living in heaven with God forever. This is why Christmas is such a wonderful time for those of us who are Christians. We celebrate the coming into the world of our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. It's a great story, and I hope you give thought to the Christmas story this morning.